Think your pitch could make it across the plate at Busch Stadium? Well, prove it by winning Hot Shots First Pitch Sweepstakes this summer. Qualify for your chance by coming to any of the 12 Hot Shots locations and swipe your MVP card for a chance to win a variety of prizes in addition to throwing out the first pitch, like a pair of tickets to Cards games, Grizzly coolers, gift cards, and free food. Don't have a Hot Shots MVP card? Ask your server on the next stop in. Hot Shots, St. Louis, home for all the games all the time for 25 years.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, St. Louis. Welcome into the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com. We've got Jimmy the Cat Hayes. We've got Doug Vaughn. I'm Charlie Marlowe, filling in for Tim on this big Accountability Friday, because I, for one, am sick and tired of losing the I-70 series, and the Cardinals are going to hear about it.
What, are you a regionalist?
I am a regionalist. And I'm tired of it. Doug, are you tired of it?
Yeah, well, it does seem like the Royals take our measure more often than not.
You know what we ought to do is be like the Brits with that whole Brexit thing. Let's retake Missouri for us.
St. Exit?
Hello?
St. Lexit? St. Louis exiting?
Slexit. It was terrible.
What
are we calling
Slexit?
It?
Slexit?
Slexit.
STL?
No, Slexit.
Stalactites. Let's just go with stalactites.
Stalactites. Either way, good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to the show. And this is going to be a fun one, Doug.
Now, why would this one be fun?
Well, it's always fun when we get what I like to call the tuna fish trio together.
Oh,
because it's this threesome, this combo that produced and created some of the best radio comedy
that any market has ever heard. It wasn't.
There's still ripples from it, Doug.
There's a ripple effect.
Well, what sort of ripple?
A ripple of good tidings and feeling of well-being. Mm. Good tidings and well-being, ripples galore.
I don't know.
You wouldn't agree?
I don't feel good tidings, no.
When you see Charlie come in, aren't you happy?
Oh, yeah, well, that's got nothing to do with tuna fish.
Well, no, it doesn't. He's got beautiful hair. Even looks good this morning, if I may say.
I put a little water in it as I woke up about 12 minutes ago.
Did you?
I was thinking about you last night, Charlie. I'm sure you want to get to the captain's log and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But last night, I think, would have been a game that would have been fortuitous for you to come down and do your show from there last night. Like I was saying the other day, how because you're an enterprising anchor/reporter, you brought your whole setup to the stadium thinking you could turn around quickly and do your whole sports cast from here. Last night, you would have been golden, right?
Yes and no. Now, we did it on Wednesday because Martin was doing the 9 and 10. I was doing the 11, 7:15 game. You're hoping it ends at 10-ish, and by that time you have the post game for 11. Yesterday, with the early game, 6:15, it was going to end right about the time our 9 o'clock sports comes on, and I was doing the 9, the 10, and the 11 last night. So it didn't work, Doug. Hmm. But the night before, of course, we're thinking, all right, we'll be down here. We'll do the show live. And, of course, the game goes into 12 innings.
Sure.
And ruins our plan.
How much help you have on a night like that?
Oh, we have a producer back there.
Cutting the video and everything?
Yeah.
You have a gal
doing
that...
the graphics and...
You have a gal that gets sound for you, I see, right?
Well, not anymore.
No. You fired her?
Well, I don't know that it was a firing, but got cutbacks.
Did you take her to task for not asking proper questions?
No, I didn't.
When you're discussing, hey, maybe we should do this sports cast on remote, and they go, how are we going to do it? You go, you get this, and go, bing, bing, bing. If you say bing, bing, bing,
that's
people tend to be
it?
On board with it because it seems simple.
Or bing, bang, boom.
Which would you go with, Doug?
I kind of like the first one, the bing, bing, bing.
All right, pitch it to me. Say I'm the general manager and you'd
this
like to
good.
Do remote.
Boss man, we'd like to do a little remote. We'd like to do a remote at Busch Stadium.
Hold the phone. That seems rather complex. How do you do the setup?
We just go up. We show up with some of our gear. Bing, bing, bing.
Done.
All right.
You're a go-getter, Vaughn.
All right.
Note to self, give him a huge raise. That's how it works in TV.
Just like that.
You call your GM boss man?
No, I don't.
Or news director?
No, I don't really use the term boss man. I just used it here for entertainment purposes only.
Wait a second. Sometimes on this show, you'll say or do things that you wouldn't normally do just to try to get a laugh?
Well, not necessarily a laugh. It's just to kind of drive home the point.
Gotcha.
Do you ever... Like you assume you have like a immediate supervisor and then another supervisor and then the big boss.
Everyone in the building is pretty much my boss.
You're like me, Liz, low man on the totem.
Pretty much everyone.
Oh, stop it!
But I do find that you can like lip off like in a friendly way. Like I would talk to you or Charlie like with your immediate supervisors. You know, if you have a pretty good relationship. But when it comes to the big boss man, in our case, the general manager, yes sir, no sir. I would never even dream of joking around. I'm a little intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Right. What say you, Doug?
Well, you just try to be professional all the time.
Huh?
I don't really fear that I'm going to be whipped or anything. That sort of thing has never happened.
Like if the GM said, Doug, can I talk to you? We're going to need someone to vacuum up in here. What would you say?
I'd say this should be easy to do. Bing, bing, bing.
Now, hold on a second, because Ray King is texting in on the text line, and he says... What about bingo, bango, bongo? Because that's pretty good.
Except bing, bing, bing seems to expedite the process.
I don't like it.
Bingo, bango, bongo
longer
seems
to
take more time. But if you go, you know, like if you're with Kilcoin and, hey, big boss man, I was thinking of doing the remote. And he goes, yeah, it's going to take too much time. No, we'll knock it out. Bing, bing, bing. Right? That seems fast.
Very quick and easy. Very tidy.
I would say bingo, bango, bongo.
That's a golf game.
A golf game?
Yeah, that's some... thing you play in golf. Not a skins game, but it's something else to do with greens and regulation and birdies.
What country are you from?
You've never heard of that as a golf?
I haven't, but I don't play a lot of golf, so
why don't you Brexit? Why don't you Dexit? Doug Exit.
It could be my faux pas, because I'm not that familiar with golf. Expert in many areas though, but not golf.
Like what?
Plaster of Paris and use it for it.
Don't use the oven.
Tapestries.
Just say Plaster of Paris. Don't say Plaster of Paris.
I have many good works using Plaster of Paris.
I don't think you do.
In my house, I created a bust of Andy Reid, and it's very lifelike when he was with the Eagles.
You don't have Plaster of Paris in your house. I'm sure you have regular drywall. So don't tell me that you're some artisan of Plaster of Paris.
You know what? You're an expert of truth detection, and you just caught me.
Man, you're good. And Andy Reid, he brings up Andy Reid, who's now the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs and the baseball team in town, the Kansas City Royals. They keep taking our measure year after year. And I, for one, I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
Because we're regionalists.
Correct.
I was ticked off last night because after the game, so we're doing our post-game interviews.
You guys do a post-game show?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
And, when did that start?
Scotty Warman was hosting it last night.
I like Scotty.
He was
with
Ricky Horton. Ricky Horton's a delight. We've had Brad Thompson at Rick Ankiel did a great job. But I digress. Fox Sports Midwest is great. Everyone knows it. But I digress. So we're packing up our gear, ready to get out of there. Bing, bing, bing. And I see the Kansas City crew. Here comes Goldberg. You know what he's doing? He's carrying the Goldberg Cup. And he smooches it, right? You know, that's what they're playing for. Mm-hmm. And he smooches it, and then he waves his World Series ring right under my nose. I was fuming.
I saw him last night in the press box and shook his hand, and his whole hand just, like, enveloped my arm. These hands are so meaty and beefy.
That World Series ring, it's like a napkin holder. It's so
big. I know. And he shows it off.
Did he wave it under your nose?
Right in my face.
You know, they'd waited 30 years, guys. 30 years. They deserve to celebrate.
Yeah,
they do.
People from St. Louis suck.
Hey. And they were just horrendous for so many of those 30 years.
And Kansas City's a nice town.
It is a nice town.
It is. It's a nice town.
Yeah, nice little town.
A lot of Royals fans here, though, last night, Doug. And I know that didn't sit well with you.
I didn't care.
You wanted to do a little brawling, it seemed like.
I did no brawling.
But you looked. I saw you at the press box. You looked over and you go, St. Louis is my town. See?
I didn't say it. I should have.
I actually saw Doug in the press box 2 days ago, and he stood up and he looked at the Kansas City beat writers, and he said, "We're the best baseball town in Missouri, and it'll always be that way."
And then I just sat back down quietly, I guess.
And then he now opened
where's
up.
My, where's my popcorn?
Made the point.
He opened up his Pepperidge Farm cookies. I remember, and so does Pepperidge Farm. A Milano is a nice treat, Doug.
It's not a bad treat. It's not my favorite, but it's okay.
It's you're okay. A beauty. You're
the
a beauty,
eastern
Doug.
Side of the state will always be the best side.
You think I just
that'll walk, never change.
I just walked back and forth in the rows of the press box, telling people this kind of thing.
Hey, are you from Kansas City?
Either way, obviously, half kidding about the I-70 series, but Doug,
yeah.
Seven straight L's at Busch Stadium. That's pretty odd.
Yeah, it is.
15-23?
That's terrible.
And how about the streak of winning or tying months? The Cardinals had not had a losing record in a single month since June of 2012. So that's like 24 baseball months, mm-hmm. Doug. And that streak was also snapped.
I know it was. They had as many errors as hits last night. That air's killing them. The starting pitching has been very good here the last couple of weeks. Really good. But they just can't seem to put it all together over an extended streak. Just when it looked like the Cubs were going to falter there for a while and the Cardinals had got it going with the starting pitching, maybe they'd make up some ground. No, they go backwards again.
Cubs did falter for a bit. Didn't they lose 6-7
yeah.
in a stretch?
Yeah, they just finished a sweep of the Reds. And the Cardinals are back to where they were. And yet they're still right there in the wild card chase.
But here's my thing. Like, and of course, Breitzholder, hashtag Macarena,
yeah.
blah, blah. But I think they're better than they've played. And everyone says, well, I mean, they are, you are what you are. They just haven't put it together. Like, I think their starting rotation has straightened out better than it was early. I think they'll get through the bullpen issues. I don't know where Rosenthal will eventually fit in. Maybe he closes again. But I think they got a lot of talent in the bullpen. And I think they have a pretty good offensive ball club. I just, the pieces haven't, you know, fit together where they're all clicking. Do you think they're better than they've played, or is this who they are? That's a pretty serious question right there.
Well, it's not that serious a question. I think this is who they are.
So you don't think that they're
not
better
than this? They're not a – well, I don't think you can say that they're better than this. This is who they are. They played almost half the season.
So you don't think they're going to make the playoffs?
I didn't say that. It looks like right now they're just two games over .500 and one game out of making the playoffs.
Right, but
you can't say that.
I'm not trying to
corner you. You can be both.
You
can be this is a team who they are and be in the playoff race.
Well, they're not right now, so they're going to have to play a little bit better at least. At least
one
a little
game
better.
Better.
At least a little bit better, you would think, than they have played. And I think there's potential that they actually could go on a nice run. We haven't seen that yet. It's always win a few, lose a few, you know, always right around .500, a couple
certainly
games
there's
over.
There's potential to go on a run, especially with the starting pitching looking much better. That's almost always the key.
Let me ask
and when
you this.
The starting pitchers are going better, of course, there's a potential to have a good run, but I don't think you can look at it and say, well, all those errors were fluky. That's not who they are, or they can't win at home. Maybe that's a fluke. They're not winning at home, but the poor defense isn't a fluke. That unfortunately, that's just who they are.
Might have been that way. Now, here, I don't get the opportunity to question you very much, so I'm gonna run with it.
3 hours a day.
I'm gonna run with this.
All right.
Your general manager, Charlie. You listen up and stop tweeting or texting.
Boss man, I have a poll going. Look at this poll on Twitter. I'm saying, TMASTL. What phrase do you prefer? Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bang, boom, bingo, bango, bongo. And I want to see the results.
It's pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
Well, that will be an interesting poll there.
Thanks, Doug.
But all of a sudden, you're the general manager of the Cardinals. And then, Charlie, you're the general manager after Doug steps down.
Okay.
What would you identify the one biggest need? If you're Ms. Alok and you're like, we got to make a move, shake it up, what one area is their biggest need? Position I'm talking about.
I think right now they need a shutdown arm out of the bullpen. I think that's probably what they need more than anything else. It'd be great to tighten up the defense. I don't know that you're going to be able to do that. Diaz has got to play. Peralta has got to play. Carpenter's got to play.
I actually think defensively they're better with Carpenter at second, Peralta at third, and emerging Diaz defensively. I actually think that makes them better. But, Charlie, what would you say is the number one need? If you're the general manager, you're the big guy. You're the big cheese, and you're going to identify, all right, we're gonna make a splash here. I think we need to beef up here.
And this is like pie in the sky where I can have anybody I want.
I'm not even talking about, I'm just saying one position. Because to me, that's one of the problems is they don't really have like a major deficiency. They have pretty good options. It just hasn't all clicked yet. So what is the, where would you make a splash?
I mean, with position players, I think if you had an elite center fielder that was an offensive producer, that's a hole I think you can look at. Not saying that guys like Colton Wong aren't doing a good job out there, but with Grichuk being sent down, I think that's a position you counted on to be a plus with Grichuk that obviously hasn't been with him going to the minor leagues. But I agree with Doug. I think it depends on what Soon Won Oh does in the ninth.
I thought it was Xiang Won Oh.
Correct.
Xiang Won Oh.
Oh. Xian?
Xiang. Xiang. Like Xiang, but there's a little Xiang.
Doug, what do you say?
Won Oh.
Xiang
Won.
Xiang Won. But you can say Soon. I've heard a lot of people say Soon. Soon?
Xiang. That's how you're saying it.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
That's got a couple votes so far. No, but also, bullpen arm, center fielder, but I don't think you necessarily have to go out there and get a huge center fielder in the at the trading deadline. But certainly, like even if Alex Reyes came up and became a guy you could throw for an inning or an inning and two-thirds if you don't want him to be a starter, if you have that guy coming out of the bullpen throwing 99 miles an hour, I think that could certainly be an asset. That's something that shouldn't be too hard to pull off.
Well, let me ask you this, and riddle me this, gentlemen. And I'm not saying I would feature this, but I think it's. But what if you're the GM and suddenly you can lock up a premier starting pitcher, an ace, a bona fide ace, a shutdown guy, not in terms of being a closer, but to stop a streak, to continue a streak? Doug, would you be interested?
Well, of course you would. Who wouldn't be?
Who are you trading?
I'm
just saying
who wouldn't
which,
be interested in the name.
Yeah, I'm not even saying names or who gets traded or who gets. I'm just saying if you're assessing the team, what would help them the most? Doug believes right now at this point, shutdown closer. Not a bad answer. Charlie believes premier center fielder. Not a bad answer. I'm just putting out there, what if you just added that true number one guy to the rotation? Yes, well, we can all say that actually the starting rotation has been a strong suit, but as you move forward, would that help? I'm just putting it out there.
Who's going to trade you an ace?
Well, I'm not. Again, who's going to trade you a premier center fielder?
Well, yeah.
Where are you going to get your shutdown? I'm just.
Well,
I don't,
you might
I'm,
be able to get those.
Maybe.
Because closers come and go, and one year a guy's a great closer, and the next year he's got nothing. We've seen that here.
Doug's
they
also.
Come and go. Aces don't usually come and go.
Right, and Doug's also not happy about this closer situation because one of his fantasy closers, Fernando Rodney, got moved to the Marlins. Rodney, with unbelievable numbers for the Padres, and he now gets moved to the Marlins, will probably be the eighth inning guy setting up Ramos there, and Doug's fantasy baseball asset has now been rendered basically useless.
Useless, yeah, that's the way the whole season has gone. Computer glitches, malware, and the like.
It's malware now.
It's been one problem after the next. It's been bing, bing, bing. And now Rodney adds to the list.
Who's winning that poll, Charlie?
Let's check the early returns.
Can I just say this? I don't think it's center fielder. I don't think that's the issue. When you've got one of the highest scoring teams in baseball, it's not like you need another bat, nor is it like Grichuk or Wong or Piscotty, whoever plays center field, has struggled defensively out there. I don't think that's been
an issue. It was like a fake question, Doug, and all I'm saying is I agree with Kat in the sense that, yeah, bring on an ace starting pitcher, but right now you have five.
Well, why don't we bring on Mike Trout? That would help.
Okay, but I'm saying at the moment you have five healthy starting pitchers, so there's not a hole there. I answered the question because you don't have an everyday center fielder right now that's going out there playing 150 games and is producing. So I would say center fielder is a position where right now they're lacking.
Understood, and I think
then bullpen, that's a legit move that could be made at the deadline. I don't think starting pitching is going to
happen.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're going to get the premier close. Maybe. I'm not saying it's not, but I mean, it's all, in a sense, pie in the sky. But my point is, I don't think they have totally glaring needs. I mean, who knows what O could be? Who knows if Rosenthal? They have pretty good options. Segrist has proven himself to be a very good pitcher. So, I mean, I'm saying, I don't know if this team has, like, one glaring, maybe that's at the top of the list, but they don't have, like, one glaring thing.
Would have been pretty nice if they had been the team that got Fernando Rodney instead of the Marlins, who the Cardinals figure to be chasing with for the wild card spot. They could certainly use it. A closer like
calling out the Cards.
Fernando Rodney right about now. That's exactly what they need right now.
Why don't you tell John Mozeliak that?
Well, I'm sure he's aware of it. But the Marlins gave away some like Class A stud pitchers, so could come back to haunt him in a year or two.
Maybe that guy's the next Adam Wainwright, the next John Smoltz.
Could be.
And we'll be talking about years down the road, they gave up some stud for a year or two of Fernando Rodney.
I wonder if the Cardinals would consider short-term bringing Grichuk back up, homered a couple times last night. Seems to be trending upward. Isn't it killing it at Memphis? Last I looked, he had 270, 280 batting average. But if he's getting his swing right, Pham hasn't done anything wrong here. But if Grichuk was the guy you identified as a key piece of the puzzle, do you bring him back up?
Sure.
I mean, yeah, soon?
As soon as he starts hitting, sure.
Today, tomorrow, two days?
I don't have the exact time frame for you. He's got to be there 10 days. Has he been there 10 days yet?
Yeah.
So I think when he starts hitting again, I think, yeah, they'll probably make that switch. Pham had a couple home runs one game. He hadn't done much else.
If you get wind of it, let me know in advance so we can plan it for the pregame.
I'll let you know. I'll give you the heads up.
Thank you.
They'd like to do some coverage on it.
All right.
Maybe a pregame live hit. Hey, it's the Lakeview Resort Captain's Log, Doug. Head to Lake of the Ozarks this summer and stay at Lakeview Resort. For more info or to make reservations, check them out at lakeviewresortusa.com. They have all kinds of great deals. They're located in Sunrise Beach. They've been family-owned and operated for 70 years. But today, Doug, we have it's a no-guest Friday because Sea Monster says when you have talent like the three of us together, you don't want other people to talk. You want us to take up the whole 3 hours with our knowledge and our takes.
More us, less not us.
Correct.
Also, and Seymour, I don't know if you're willing to speak when Tim's not here, but it does seem if Tim isn't here, maybe you don't need a big-name guest because he's not around to say, where's the guest? Just asking.
Well, I happen to know that Charlie is a fan of no guests.
That's true.
So I will definitely not force one on a day that Chuck is running point. Plus, I have noticed usually when you're in on a Friday, we'll end up doing that exit poll for a good half an hour.
Really?
So, and I think I have some provocative questions lined up for you today.
How about that, Doug? Provocative questions for the Lakeside Roofing exit poll. We're going to do it early, 8 o'clock, because Sea Monster says we do it for a good half hour, but it's so good that I feel like let's take up half the hour and kill time so we can get to 10 even sooner.
Charlie, whatever you choose to do, when you're running point, you're beyond reproach. But what I would like to see is the guy who came up with the exit poll get polled himself with the bingo, bing, 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 bango question.
Can I give you the three choices?
Yeah, sure.
Sea Monster, and I'll refresh my page so we have the updated totals. I say, what phrase do you prefer? Is it bing, bing, bing? Is it bing, bang, boom? Or is it bingo, bango, bongo? Don't look at the poll.
I think I like the bingo, bango, bongo.
Okay.
How about that? He's going with the front runner.
All right.
Right now, 34 votes cast with this Gallup poll, Doug. And bingo, bango, bongo has 53% of the vote. Bing, bang, boom, 38%. Bing, 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 way behind in third.
Time for me
only
to stump,
9%.
If I may. Okay. The others are great choices, and choices are what America is all about. That's what makes America great.
Doug was saying we have two great choices, Hillary and Trump.
But riddle me this. Why would Ricochet Rabbit, you know, that little fellow in the cartoon?
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. You know why? Because he was fast. So if you're going to choose one that expedites a situation. That would be bing, bing, bing. Please vote bing, bing, bing. Let's make America great again.
Bingo, bango, bongo is a golf game. Bingo is the first player to hit onto the green. Bango is the first player closest to the pin once everyone's on the green. Bongo is the first player who putts into the hole. That's bingo, bango, bongo.
Who plays that?
Oh, they do it for money. It's like you play skins,
like
skins game or
like
something.
Like the rich elites like yourself? All the blue bloods
golf
at the country club? After this, we'll get a martini.
I've not played golf yet this year.
Well, you should.
Well, I had the shoulder issue going, but I think I'm close. I think I'm maybe not. I think I may be close. Maybe another couple weeks.
Hey, Nelson, let's play bingo, bango, bongo, and then head to the 19th hole for some drinks.
No, do fetch me a martini. Is that it? Is it like a rich guy's game?
If it's a rich guy's game, it wouldn't be my game. I'm not well healed.
Have you played Bingo Bango Bongo?
I suppose I have at one point. I don't really remember doing it. But
it can't be much fun if you don't remember it.
I prefer the skins game when you play golf.
I heard.
Well, that has nothing to do with the skin of the players.
No, I heard. I'm just saying I heard you prefer
whatever you say, Doug.
What do you act like we're indicting you? We're just your reputation in golf circles is out there.
I'm surprised Mr. New York Values Hayes didn't stump for bada bing, bada boom. Hey, bada bing, bada boom.
I do like that.
That's from somebody on the text line, Doug.
All right.
You ever say that? Bada bing, bada boom.
I don't really say that, no. You hear that a lot in New York, do you?
Only when discussing crimes. Like,
so this, we're going to knock off the
liquor
store.
Yeah, there's two security guards. We'll take out the guy in the back, bada bing, bada boom. That's when you use it.
Oh. You also kind of have yada, 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 but that's different.
Yeah, that's
it's a different meaning.
Yeah.
That just means blah, blah, blah.
Pretty much.
But if you would like to do a remote broadcast from a live venue and you're pitching it to the big boss, that's when you go bing, bing, bing.
I see. Because it sounds like it'd be very quick and easy. Yeah.
The other stuff is just frivolous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's frivolous.
We got some good texts coming in, boys. Continue to send them in, fellas and ladies out there, and we will read them on this big no-guest Friday. So the Lakeside Roofing Exit Poll, Doug, at 8, and the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week at 9:40. Let's head out to the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Mike Lee's been waiting for a while, so we'll welcome Mike Lee to the program this morning.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Mike,
hello,
what's up? Mike.
Hey, yesterday I met Jessica when Mexican restaurant eat.
Huh.
Oh, nice.
How was it?
And two girls behind me said, "Are you Mike Lee to take a picture of me with the cell phone?"
Really?
What a treat.
Mike, what did you order at the Mexican restaurant? What's your favorite Mexican dish?
Tacos.
That's my first time eating with Jessica.
And what did you have?
I can't remember. This is my first time eating with her.
All right. You've never eaten with Jessica before?
Yes, I have.
All right.
She eat with me in my house a lot, and this is my first time I eating with her.
Oh, like a date, like a out-to-eat date.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? It's not healthy, but, Doug, I'm not afraid to admit it. I'll enjoy a chimichanga.
Do you?
That's where two girls take a picture of me when I was lying and just say, "Are you Mike Lee?" and take a picture of me.
How did they know that was
cell
you?
Phone.
How did they know?
I don't know. Them two girls know my name to take a picture of me at their cell phone.
Huh.
Cool.
Well, the ladies know. The ladies know.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Jessica said, "You're famous."
You are.
She said, "Jessica said, you are famous."
Now, does Penny know that you went on this date?
Nope. And she went to baseball last night with the lady, Carrie, worked KMOS.
All right.
And she sit on KMOS people.
Okay, but you didn't tell Penny that you were going on a date.
Nope.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Jessica's so cool.
Yeah.
She is.
Yep.
Hey, Mike.
I do.
Yeah, before we let you go, anything you want to say to Doug while he's here?
What?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
How come you wear underwear stink?
Put him down! Put him down! It's almost like you set him up for that, Charlie.
He got you. Bada bing, bada boom.
Mike Lee has been suspended. Mike Lee has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going, even as we speak, into the Llewellyn's Pub handsome leather suspension logule. Hey, I know what you're wondering. What's the special today?
What's the special today, Doug?
Because tuna fish.
If you go in there and order it, you get your name put in the hopper for a chance to win this fabulous prize.
Don't say hopper.
To spring training next year. That's
don't
what
tell
they're going to put in a hopper. This?
You don't tell Doug how to do it. He is the master of live copy.
Is there a big hopper that you turn, there's a bunch of cards in there, and then you pull it out like a raffle?
That's right. And they'll put all these names into this big hopper, and someone's going to win.
What's another word for hopper that someone might use?
I was going to say bin. That's what I was going to say, bin.
Or into the hat. There's three choices for us. Today's special, if I could continue, Llewellyn's chicken sandwich.
What's on it?
Well, like our famous steak and cheese sandwich, only different. A grilled sliced chicken breast covered in our pepper cheese sauce and topped with fried onions and tomatoes.
Can you get pub fries with that?
I suppose you can. Yeah.
Seems good.
So Mike Lee is named. Somehow I think Mike Lee is going to win this contest.
He should.
I think your name only goes into the hopper one time.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Sometimes you can kind of finagle that, though. It's like with the NBA where Patrick Ewing was the pick with the frozen envelope.
Oh, yeah.
To the Knicks.
Was it frozen or was it dog-eared?
Cat, dog-eared, or frozen? Let's do a Gallup poll.
How would you freeze an envelope?
Well, you'd put it in the freezer, and then when David Stern puts his hand in the hopper, he picks the cold envelope. Knicks get Patrick Ewing. They won, what, four titles, I think?
Six.
Six or four, one of the two, Doug. Hey, it's the Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour, Doug. They have 6,700-yard course with the Zoysia Fairways. You can check them out at acornsgolflinks.com for more details or for a tee time. Back right out to the appliance discounter phone lines, the Shrewsbury Seminary student wants to weigh in on a myriad of topics. Good morning, Shrewsbury.
Hello, Shrewsy.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. What's going on, boys?
Not
What's
much.
Up? Sorry, hold on. I'm getting out of Starbucks.
Pick up the energy a little bit.
I got some coffee, Doug. Hey, now, you guys are well-traveled men, correct?
Well, not that much.
A little bit.
The cat?
I travel within the United States quite a bit for my job now, as an aged sideline reporter.
I'm flying out of Lambert today. Any travel tips, restaurants that I should hit while I'm at Lambert?
Yeah, they got nothing worthwhile there at Lambert, right?
What's going on there behind you? Is someone percolating coffee?
I'm going into my car. I'm out of Starbucks, man, Doug.
All right.
I try to keep up, buddy.
We hear a lot of noises going on behind you. What's that?
Getting into the car.
If you're blessed enough to go on Southwest and you're in that terminal,
I am.
There's not a lot of great choices. So the line for Burger King is sometimes 30 deep because there's not a lot of options. Doug, don't get me wrong. I'm not.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts and there's a Burger King and there's lines forever and there's like a bagel place and
Applebee's.
In the Southwest,
isn't there an Applebee's right there?
Yeah, like
when you go to the left.
I don't remember. I don't know.
You're not well traveled.
Not well traveled enough, apparently. No.
Well, maybe I'll get a little baked potato and just take it with me.
Yeah, do that, and then celebrate once you hit cruising altitude.
Where are you going?
Going down to Florida, Doug.
Where in Florida?
I'm actually not sure. It's a little town in between Destin and Panama City called Alice Beach.
For what?
A little vacation time, kid.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, a little nervous about it. My wife's staying with my family for the first time. I think she's going to go crazy, but we'll see.
Just focus on the fun.
What was that, Doug?
Charlie, how long have you been married? Because if it's the first time that your wife is hanging out with your family, it has to be relatively new, right?
We've been married about a year and a half, Chuck.
How about that, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
How's the wedding plan going, Charlie?
So far, so good. I'm not really involved too much, but it seems like it's going well.
You going to need me to sing at that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. I can officiate if you want, Charlie.
I'll look into that.
You didn't graduate, did you?
No.
Well, then you can't officiate.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, yes, I do. If you're not an ordained minister
need
or priest or something, you can't officiate at a wedding.
I'm a Charlie Lemming, so. Anyways, Doug, I want a bingo, bango, bongo.
Oh, my goodness. Appreciate that, though, Shrewsbury Seminary student.
I like that. He reluctantly went after you.
Gosh darn it. I pressed the wrong
button. He is a Charlie Lemming, huh?
There's a lot of them out there.
There are. There's a growing number of Charlie Lemmings.
You ever go down there to Destin?
No. I was down there last year.
Seems to be one of the favorite spots for St. Louisans.
June, July. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it is good. It's a good spot.
What's the beach right next to Jupiter that has the long pier? It's the beach.
Juno Beach.
Juno. That's nice there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
I've done some live shots there.
It's a little safer to go there that time of year. You can't really go to Destin, I don't think, in February and count on warm weather.
Is that true?
It'll be nice, but it's not going to be beach.
So you are well traveled.
I'm getting taken to task here on the text line. Apparently, it's a Chili's restaurant. It's not an Applebee's. It's a Chili's.
All right.
In the Southwest Terminal.
You haven't been around the block travel-wise.
Yeah.
My wife and kid, I just took them to the airport. They're going to Philly, then to the Jersey Shore. And I will join them at the All-Star break.
That's a nice long trip, then.
Yeah, we got family there, so it's good for the kid to hang out with family.
Like Paulie D?
We got Paulie and the other Paulie and cousin Paulie.
Mm. And you have J-Wow, Doug, and Snooki.
All right, they live right there in Jersey, do they?
Yeah, this isn't that kind of Jersey Shore.
They have mob ties?
In fact, where we stay, there's no bars on the boardwalk allowed. No alcohol. Mostly family, and it's allegedly family. It's a lot of filthy arcades and rides and such. Mm-hmm. But it's fun.
Don't say and such. I think you can describe it without saying and such.
How about this?
There's a lot of skee ball.
Tons of skee ball and things.
Games of skill. Where you can win a nice prize. Doug, maybe a nice animal.
Who's the Flyers? Bernie Parent? Is that the Flyers, great Flyers goalie from back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go, he's signing autographs at one of these arcades. I always
Bernie
find that.
Bernie Parent.
Like every Thursday at one of these arcades, Bernie Parent is there to sign autographs.
For $4?
I don't know if there's a fee involved.
It's just what you're thinking when you go to a summertime vacation at the beach. Jeez, I wish we could run into an old Flyers netminder.
I like this text already. Let's see who it's from here. It's from somebody in 314. It's from Deucey McBulge. And he says, I heard Sloppy Joe Vaughn. He says, I heard Sloppy Joe Vaughn had a Sloppy Joe on two non-consecutive occasions so far this calendar year. Please discuss for the remainder of the show. Thanks.
That I had two sloppy Joes, but it wasn't on consecutive days. I haven't had a sloppy Joe, so
I think what he's saying is
even if it's
not a pattern, we'll make it a pattern okay. And then beat it to death.
Doug. Yes.
But I do have to ask you this, and even if it's true, you will lie, I'm sure. But since we've had the tuna fish discussion and the fact that once in a while at a sandwich place, you will have the unmitigated gall to order a tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah.
Have you had a tuna fish sandwich since?
I believe I had one at the same Jimmy John's about 2 weeks ago.
And did you look around to make sure there were no listeners?
I looked around to see who was the guy who ratted me out the last time I did it.
Now, Doug, I was at Blue City Deli the other day, me and Lauren, and she pointed out that somebody ahead of us ordered the tuna fish, and it made me laugh for like 10 straight minutes. So
Why? If
you need a good tuna fish sandwich, I think Blue City Deli has a couple options for you.
It just isn't that funny.
It's a little funny.
It's tuna fish.
Did you find the tuna fish stuff funny?
I did, but I also want to jump in here since Chuck went to the text line. We have big doings for
what?
Text of the day. The Dan Marshall Leadership Institute is not able to go to the Bud Bash game next Tuesday. So we have Bud Bash tickets up for grabs, not only for email of the day, but also for text of the day.
How about that? Text of the day, a pair of Bud Bash Cardinals tickets, email of the day. Also, Doug, a pair of Bud Bash Cardinals tickets for Tuesday, July 5th. This includes a mini bobblehead of the skipper, the former skipper, Tony La Russa. You'll have a chance to win access to the VIP Bash. The VIP event includes a TLR autograph session, which starts 2 hours before game time, Doug, at around 5:15. You go down there and get TLR's autograph. You'd like that.
So you get tickets to the game and an invitation to the party beforehand. Is that what it is?
Well, you get tickets to the game, you get the La Russa bobblehead, and then you'll have a chance to get upgraded to the VIP, where you get to go to the autograph sesh.
I like that you said sesh. Does La Russa come back for that? You'd say no, because he's the chief baseball officer of another franchise, but he is back here all the time.
He does what he wants, Cap.
Anytime that there's anything Cardinal-related, he's here, so I wonder if he'll pop in.
But like to manage against you.
And at the winter warm-up, he wears Cardinal gear.
Buh, died for first.
He can do that.
Not if you're representing, you're the chief baseball officer of
no.
the Diamondbacks. You don't wear another team's gear.
For that weekend, he's remembered as a great Cardinal.
Buh, ask me at 10 o'clock. Buh, like to manage against you.
How you doing, Skipper? Ask me at 10 o'clock.
I like this one. Gentlemen and Hayes. Buh.
That's good stuff. Hey, Storm is on the appliance discounter phone lines, and he wants to talk about Doug's sunglasses.
All right.
Good morning, Storm.
Hello, Storm.
Hey, guys. I saw the picture of Doug in his sunglasses, and I think he's transitioning to a woman. My question is, Doug, what will be your new name?
They're not
Donna,
they weren't lady sunglasses.
Would it be Anna?
Donna?
No.
Donna.
I identify as male.
For now.
But For now, exactly. I know, like, Richard Simmons claims he's still a male, but tabloids say otherwise.
Doug, what say you?
I told you that they weren't lady sunglasses.
They were.
It might have made me look.
You
like
backpedaled Jackie, though. Yesterday, you did backpedal. They might have been unisex or might have been.
Oh, they could have. I don't care if they're.
I don't
unisex
care either, but.
Not.
But you can't definitively say they weren't women's. It doesn't make you less masculine. You're
I don't
still
believe
a man's
they were
man.
Women's sunglasses at all.
So you're saying you're not transitioning to a woman?
No, I'm not. No plans of that sort.
It's disappointing because I think you would have made a heck of a looking lady.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Storm.
All right, great call, Storm.
Thanks, Storm. Appreciate it. That was Storm. On the line here, Doug, his real name comes up. Like I could say his whole real name.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to protect his identity.
Why?
You're saying, though, you still identify as a male?
Why do we protect the identity of the people who call in with mean-spirited thoughts?
He was asking a question, I thought.
Well, him or someone else, all these texters who write in the most vile stuff, why do we protect their identity?
Company policy?
Well, but why would that be the company policy?
I don't know. I'm a foot soldier like you. Tim says, all right, show 7 of 10. I'm here.
7:06 sometimes. 7:07.
I'm here, Brightner. And you know what else? I brought in Egg McMuffins, and one person ate one.
It was me.
All right.
Nobody
two people.
Else?
No. We always beg for food. When people bring food in, everyone bum rushes to the food.
I may get hungry in an hour or so.
All right.
Robin Feeder texting in, Doug, saying, you look more like a Darlene. If you're going to switch over, that's a good gal.
I won't be switching
Donna,
over, Charlie.
Kat, what's another good option? Donna, Darlene, Debbie?
I'll be honest. I think it would be a strong... Doug would be a strong woman. So I would honestly, I would say like Elizabeth. You know, a name that commands respect.
Since Doug is like 70, I think go with an old school name, Dorothy.
Dorothy.
And then you could call her... Then you
Dot.
Could, you could call her Dot.
Dottie.
Dot.
Hey, update on the Gallup poll, Doug. What phrase do you prefer... Bing, 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 now 11%. Bing, bang, boom, 36%. Still the runaway favorite, bingo, bango, bongo, 53% with 107 votes cast.
Did my pitch for bing, bing, bing make it go down?
Went up 2%.
That's not much of a jump.
No.
So if, and again, we know your identity.
Is this going to be the theme of the show today,
no.
Jim?
But...
Would Doug, what do you him, want to be the theme
would
of the
they
show?
Call it, would they call him Tuna Dot?
It's pretty good.
No, I mean, that is hysterical. Did you get that from Don Rickles?
I love how you use the oldest possible comedian you can think of.
You hockey puck.
He's still
who's
around.
Still alive.
He's still funny.
He's great. Still remember, great on the late night shows.
Remember on the Tonight Show years ago, he'd be on with Frank Sinatra and Bob Hope and Don Rickles, and he looked like he was 60 at the time. And now you fast forward 30 or 40 years, he still looks the same. He's got to be mid-80s.
I heard this story about Don Rickles, and I don't know if it was told on the air or told to me off air, but it's a pretty good one, so I'm going to say it again. I think we have time. But allegedly, it's true. So he was kind of friends with Sinatra, and Rickles had this date, and he stopped by Frank's table, and he said, hey, Frank, can you come by and say hello? It would mean a lot. And, you know, I'm here on a date. It would impress the lady. And Frank said, sure. You know, Frank, he's a good guy. So, you know, the dinner progresses. Frank goes over to Don. He goes, hey, Don, I just wanted to come by and say hi. And Rickles looked and said, Frank, I'm eating.
That's awesome.
Supposedly it's a true story.
Yeah, I saw that the other day, too, somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it. Funny story, yeah.
Let's pretend like Rickles told us that story, and then like we're with celebrities. Remember that we were having lunch, and Rickles told us that story. Mm-hmm. We're at Jimmy John's.
Don Rickles, born May 8th, 1926, which means, Doug, he is 90.
90.
Just turned 90.
Can we get to the real question? What's the real question when we bring up a celebrity?
Net worth?
Net worth.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say $20 million.
Oh, I'll say more than that.
Really?
I'll say $50 million.
I think it's less than
He's
than
been
50.
Doing it for
I know, but the
30
ones
million.
Did...
What is it?
30.
Yeah.
So we won because you said 50 and we said 20. Ha.
Well, I don't know what he's done with all his money.
Now, if he was in his prime now, I would definitely say 50.
Yeah, it'd be $150 million. Did you know Leo Sayers worth $260 million? That's the...
I don't know who that
that's
is.
That's the most improbable. You make me feel like dancing. I want to dance the night away. You know that song?
He had to do more than just
kind
that.
Of. Was it sold to like a commercial or something? Is it being played
I don't know.
On television? Either way, Doug, you can visit Acorn's Golf Links bar area. You tell me where else in the area you can get a $2 beer, not to mention they have 12 different draft beer options and several big screens to enjoy after your round. Check them out, acornsgolflinks.com, for more details. Or for a tee time, it's just a short 20 minutes from the JB Bridge, Doug. Acorns Golf Links.
Okay. Certainly Leo Sayers could buy Acorns Golf Links, probably. This says he has an estimated net worth of $275 million. He owes his fortune to smart stock investments, substantial property holdings, lucrative endorsement deals with CoverGirl Cosmetics. He owns several restaurants,
whoa.
A football team.
Whoa.
He's launched his own brand of vodka.
He has an endorsement deal with CoverGirl. Leo Sayer, man. Now, something strikes me as a little off about that.
He says he's also tackling the juniors market with a top-selling perfume and a fashion line called Leo Sayer Seduction.
Mm. Where's this? Not in this country, it's not.
England.
It can't be.
England.
Hey, the text line, somebody's saying that Don Rickles has a great interview in Men's Health this month. Not that you guys would know about health, but you should check it out. 90 years old, going strong, Doug.
Yeah, I think he's still in Las Vegas every now. Can you imagine that? 90?
He's awesome. Yeah. Some people would say he's caustic.
I would say so, yeah.
But in a funny way.
By today's standards, he's not that caustic.
You know what?
By a more polite generation, you know, 40 years ago, it was kind of cutting edge.
But you know what? Like, it's not as vile. Like, it's not filthy when he does it. But it's still very caustic.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is a little bit more racial than comedians today would.
Couldn't get away with it today. Yeah. Couldn't do it.
Doug's transition spirit guide, somebody texting in a picture of Dottie Hinson. Dottie Hinson, played by Gina Davis in one of the better movies of the 90s, Doug, which is A League of Their Own. A League of Our Own? A League of Their Own.
Their Own.
She was the really good catcher mm-hmm. in the film. And then
right.
she had to leave at the end when her husband came back from the war. But then she went back for the final game of the World Series. But then they lost to her sister, Kit, and the Racine Bells.
Well, that's
good
a,
recap.
That's a nice little
it's
wrap
a good
up.
Recap.
I actually watched that randomly about a week ago, just like the last 45 minutes of
Any
it.
Any good?
Seriously? I mean, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think John Lovitz is funny at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hanks is pretty funny throughout. Rosie O'Donnell, Doug's favorite.
Supposedly that was Tom Hanks was playing the role loosely.
Hank Greenberg,
after,
right?
No, Jimmy Fox.
Oh, Jimmy Fox.
Who
right, because 58 home runs, I believe that was...
Right. Wanted to be a major league manager or something, but partied a little too much, so they didn't trust him. Kind of like Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth always wanted to be a manager. They wouldn't let him.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I didn't know he wanted to be a manager, and they wouldn't let him because of his partying.
Yeah, that was his big dream. That's why he was so bummed out at the end of his career. All he ever really wanted to do was manage the Yankees, and they said, you know, we can't control you as a player. How could we let you be the manager? So they would never let him manage.
That was at the end of the movie The Babe, where John Goodman says to the little boy, "The Babe's going to sock you a home run." And I believe did he hit two, Doug?
I don't remember.
For the little boy in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, "The Babe's going to sock you a home run." And I like the term sock for home
yeah.
runs.
Yeah. I once made David Freese promise a girl who wasn't that sick. She just had like a broken wrist or something playing softball. And I know how we arranged where she can meet Freeze, and I said, "And David is going to hit you a home run today." And he's like, "Really, Kat?" And I was like, "He's going to hit you a home run." And he said, "I'll do my best." And he did.
That night?
Yes.
Wow.
And was her arm miraculously healed?
I don't know. But I forget her name, but we did Freeze on the post-game interview, and he did say that was for whatever. He remembered her name because it was on his mind. Because I made him promise.
Freezer's the best. Don't you think, Doug?
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic. I hope he comes back here someday.
Oh, I think he will. Doesn't
to
he
manage?
Live here?
to manage?
No, I think he could be the next generation of broadcaster here.
Replacing me, or?
Well, gosh, yeah. Or just, I don't know, whoever. He's kind of got a lot in common with Mike Shannon. You know, the local kid who played third base and
maybe
started for the Cardinals in the World Series, and
maybe
certainly has the ability to be a broadcaster.
And he's such a nice guy. Maybe starts doing weekend sports at like KMOV.
Wouldn't suggest it.
Get
I don't necessarily think that that's the path to becoming a great Major League Baseball broadcaster.
Would you be mad if David Freese retired from baseball and then boss man called you into the office and said, Vaughn, we know you've been here 30 years, done a great job, but we got David Freese. He wants to take over the weekend nights. We're going to bump you for Freezer.
And we're going to give you a cut, but we're not firing you. You can restock the vending machines. You're going to be our restocking guy.
Yeah, well, that could happen.
Could happen to any of us, except for Charlie. Don't you think Charlie, he's got his own show, he's got his own thing, he's got the great hair, he's younger. I think Charlie has not begun to peak yet. You and I,
no,
it's over.
Charlie just has to worry that there's any business left in another 10 years or so.
There will be robots doing my job.
No, robots don't have nice hair.
That's true. Somebody texting in, and I don't approve this text, but I'm going to read it, talking about that little girl with the broken arm saying that after the home run, she later died of kidney failure.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She did not, and I'm sure her day was made.
Died of kidney failure.
Doug, you could be German Chancellor Angela Merkel's double. Ever seen the movie Dave? Somebody texting in a picture of the German Chancellor saying that if you were to transition, that could be a look to go
You think there's a possibility that I'm transitioning?
Somebody called in about it.
Oh, well, that makes it true.
Well, you have that, and also when Jenner was transitioning, about the same age as you, so you put A and B together, bingo, bango, bongo.
Where there's smoke, there's often some fire.
Yes.
Ducey McBulge texting in, Babe Ruth wanted to manage, but was actually held back. Hold on a second. Gosh, every time I go to read a good text, it just it erases on me. Give me 1 second. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Babe Ruth wanted to manage, but was actually held back by his insatiable lust for canned seafood. They called it Doug V syndrome, even back then.
It's so dumb. Just horrendous.
Now, are you going to be mad if the rest of the show, Doug becoming a woman thing? Are you going to be really mad about it?
I think that's a great topic, Charlie. Keep it going.
Why don't you create a topic? We have 2 hours left. Create a topic making fun of me for the next 2 hours.
That's not who I am. I'm fine with that. That's who you are. That's not who I am.
This is what the text line is offering up.
Yeah, and be sure to read all the stupid stuff about it.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Remember in the movie Wall Street, Doug Fox looked out over this beautiful city in New York and said, who am I? Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm just a guy who wants to get to 10 o'clock and take a nap.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Well, guess what? We're almost to 8 o'clock. This has been the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Acorns Golf Links. Family-owned and operated course, 6,700 yards, the Zoysia Fairways, Doug, just a short 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details or for a tee time. Hell of a first hour. We got a lot more coming up. We have at 9:40, Doug, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. And coming up right after the break, the Lakeside Roofing exit poll, and Sea Monster says he has dialed up some great questions for you, the listener. We also have some fun with audio. It's all coming up on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.